In this week's audio update, I thought we'd talk a little bit about the amending of the Constitution and how that works at the federal level and how it works at the state level, and tie that into a historical event that took place actually 150 years ago this month. In 1864, Missouri Senator John Henderson sponsored legislation proposing the ratification of the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would end slavery once and for all. The 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery when it was finally ratified by the states on December 6, 1865. There are two ways to amend the U.S. Constitution, and all of us might remember this from civics class in grade school, but a bill passes both houses of Congress by a two-thirds majority. Once the bill is passed in both houses, it goes to the states for ratification, or a constitutional convention can be called by two-thirds of the legislatures of the states. And that convention, any number of amendments can be proposed. Amending the Constitution in Missouri is a lot easier. An issue is put on the ballot, whether by ballot initiative coming from the citizens or by the legislature. If it's the legislature, it's a House joint resolution or a Senate joint resolution that has to pass both houses of the legislature here. It does not need to be signed by the governor, and it is approved by a simple majority of voters. And that is also true when the initiative petition is also pursued. Because of that, our Constitution in Missouri is a lot thicker than the U.S. Constitution, because the U.S. Constitution, by design, is very difficult to amend. A couple of issues, just to put it in context, that may come up in 2014. There's an effort, and one that I support, that would require a photo ID to be given when going to vote, to prove who you are when you go vote. And also a joint resolution that I'm sponsoring that would permanently enshrine the Joint Committee for Administrative Rules in our Constitution, which is the legislature's check on an agency, a department, or the executive branch overreaching their authority. When we pass a law, sometimes we give authority to agencies to promulgate rules to put that law into effect, to execute the law. But when those rules run afoul of the law or go beyond the authority that the executive branch has, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, their role is to disapprove those rules. And so to have that in the Constitution, I think, would be important for us. So that's our audio update for this week. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.